From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Chris Faulkner, reading When Dreams Cross by Terry Blackstock. Now let's begin with When Dreams Cross. Chapter 1. The past was a funny thing. It had a way of catching up with you no matter how fast you ran. Andy Sherman realized now that it was gaining on her. There was no way around it. The khaki kangaroo cartoon was the only one that had the kind of character she wanted for her amusement park. But she'd resisted choosing it because she wasn't sure she was up to dealing with the baggage that came with it. But letting personal feelings influence her business decision would have been a disappointment to her father, who had trusted her to take over his dream when others saw her as not much more than a kid. She had something to prove now, even if it meant working with Justin Pierce. Andy sighed.
Oh, it's perfect, Wes. That cartoon is the only one that strikes the right chord.
The builder nodded.
Well, you chose it, Andy. You knew those characters were perfect for Promised Land the first time you saw them. And I did, too.
Andy turned around in her leather swivel chair and stared down at some papers on her desk. Of course she had known it was perfect. But that was before she had learned that Justin Pierce was its animator. Justin Pierce. She had counted on spending the rest of her life without seeing him again. She raised her eyes to her old friend, the builder who would incorporate these characters into the rides. As he watched, he rolled a purple Tootsie Pop around in his mouth, one that he'd no doubt bought for his daughter.
Doesn't matter, though. Justin probably won't come anyway.